Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Sugar Girls of Love Lane, Tales of Love, Loss and Friendship from Tate & Lyle's Liverpool Refinery. By Duncan Barrett and Nawala Calvi. Read by Samantha Robinson. Introduction. For over a century, Love Lane Refinery was an icon of industrial Liverpool. The mother plant of Henry Tate's great sugar empire, the factory occupied a vast 24-acre site about a mile outside the city centre. Its hulking red brick buildings and giant smoke-spewing chimneys had made it a landmark of the working-class neighbourhood of Vauxhall, sandwiched between the Mersey Docks and Scotland Road. Generations of local children grew up in the shadow of the factory buildings, pinching sugar from the back of Tate & Lyle delivery vans, filling old jam jars with molasses from the tankers, and skinny-dipping in the Scaldies, the stretch of the Leeds and Liverpool Canal warmed by hot water pumped out of the factory. When they left school, many of them would find their way through the refinery gates knowing that Tate & Lyle was not only one of the biggest employers in the area, but offers the best wages going. Henry Tate himself was not a native Liverpoolian. He was born in 1819, the same year as Queen Victoria, almost 30 miles away in a hamlet just outside Chorley. But it was in the thriving port city that he found his adoptive home. At 13, Henry was apprenticed to his brother Caleb, a Liverpool grocer, and 7 years later he opened a shop of his own in Old Haymarket. Gradually, the business expanded into a chain stretching from Ormskirk to Birkenhead. But it wasn't until Henry was nearing 40 that, on his wife Jane's advice, he decided to go into sugar. At the time, Liverpool was a major player in the sugar trade. Much of the city had been built on sugar money, with all the appalling human misery that entailed. By the time Henry Tate opened his first refinery in 1872, the slave trade had been abolished for more than half a century. But the legacy of this darkly lucrative chapter in Liverpool's history could be seen in the grand architecture of the city centre. To begin with, Tate's new Love Lane refinery was one of around a dozen in Liverpool. Just across the road was James Ferry's rival plant, which, like Tate's, was famous for its sugar cubes. In fact, the Ferry's cubes, much to Henry's chagrin, were generally considered better than the Tate's ones. It was a boom time for Liverpool, as trade with the United States expanded and an influx of Irish immigrants flocked to the city in search of work. Many found it on the docks which lined the bank of the River Mersey, while others ventured inland to the factories and warehouses sprawling out eastwards.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?